The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Townhall.com, I'm Bob Agnew. Queen Elizabeth II had a scarf tied over her head as she ventured out in a light rain to greet President Obama as Marine One landed outside of Windsor Castle. The President and First Lady Michelle joined the Queen and her husband Prince Philip for lunch and to personally wish her a happy birthday. She turned 90 yesterday. After more than a foot of rain this week that has resulted in 8 deaths, forecasters in Houston finally have some good news.
The heavy rain that impacted much of Texas, especially the upper Texas coast region into Louisiana, has moved eastward. So we're looking for dry weather in at least next 2 days before some return to shower activity.
That is Bruce Sullivan at the National Weather Service. Mississippi Republican Senator Roger Wicker says fellow lawmakers caught up in tough re-election battles might want to stay away from the GOP presidential convention this summer, correspondent Linda Kenyon reports.
Senator Wicker, who chairs the National Republican Senatorial Committee, warns a fight between supporters of Ted Cruz and Donald Trump at a contested convention is probably not the best place to be. Instead, Senator Wicker tells The Hill he is advising candidates to attend more unifying events. Some were already planning on staying away from the convention, like Senator John McCain. He told reporters he was skipping the event so he could campaign for re-election in Arizona.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting.
Here tonight, and I think
Donald Trump was again forced to interrupt the campaign rally. One last night in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Get him out of here. Get him out.
Kick out some rowdy demonstrators. Meantime, attempts by Trump to pivot away from his behavior during the primary campaign has baffled some experts, including CBS's John Dickerson.
Here, Donald Trump has had a number of position changes in his life, first of all, and now the pitch essentially is, hey, he's not the guy he seems to be. That's just extraordinary if that becomes a successful pitch.
Dickerson told the Salem Radio Network that the strategy goes against conventional wisdom. More of these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercial. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
For the first time, Ford's F-150 pickup is about to go on sale in China.
Ford Motor is bringing the F-150 Raptor Super Crew to China next year. The truck has been popular in China's gray market, where buyers were known to pay triple the list price, but it's never been officially sold there. Ford introduced the Raptor in 2009 and discontinued it in 2014. A new version goes on sale later this year.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. There's more trouble for Rio de Janeiro hours after the Olympic flame was lit in ancient Greece yesterday. A 150-foot section of bike path in Rio crashed into the water below, killing at least 2 people. The path will not host the Olympic events, but it does link 2 other beaches to the site of the Olympic Park. Brazil has been dealing with a Zika virus, power outages that could affect Olympic events, water quality issues, and President Dilma Rousseff's fighting impeachment. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There's been a lot of purple on display as fans of the singer Prince mourn his death at age 57. Amy Langevin says Prince's music was part of her childhood.
Prince was like everything to me growing up. He got me through my middle school. He got me through my high school.
Reverend Al Sharpton says Prince left his mark on the industry by standing up to the recording company.
No one sacrificed like he did at the height of his career to actually give up their name and to go to war with Warner Brothers about the ownership and the rights of artists. He was a true revolutionary in that.
Officials say they plan to carry out an autopsy today. A Massachusetts 6-year-old's love of sea turtles prompted him to skip his birthday gifts and ask instead that money be donated to sea turtle rescue efforts. Jasper Rose of Watertown raised $550 for New England's Aquarium Sea Turtle Rescue Program. And the budding young author even wrote and illustrated his own 10-page book about a sea turtle's adventures at sea. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. And for our Jewish friends, happy Passover, which starts tonight. And we welcome you aboard. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's also Earth Day all around America, as we've been talking about, you know, Earth Day and being responsible stewards and all those good things about planet Earth. You know, there's been a lot of, government ideas and administrative policies that have been quite costly. And you heard our conversation with Israel Ortega a moment ago about, all the money that's been spent in the name of green energy, anything to combat the fossil fuel industry and the cost that has been put upon the taxpayer. I mean, absolutely incredible. I mean, a couple of decades of an incredible amount of money. I can imagine it's got to be trillions of dollars that have been invested. They say invested, but I'm saying with every investment, there should be an expected return. You know, what's the return? Well, let me tell you, we just got through tax day, right? So wait until you see and listen to what our next guest, Akash Chugli, has to tell us about and how the government has spent our money on behalf of we the people. Akash Chugli is the Deputy Director of Policy at Americans for Prosperity. Akash, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, good to have you here. I say on one hand, maybe some people might be a little upset with their radios as they listen to how the government is abusing the taxes that we give them on behalf of doing the right thing for us, we the people, right?
That's exactly right. We just got out of tax day, that awful time of year where the American people finally see, their hard-earned dollars going to Washington, D.C., and people on the left like to sell it like we're funding our military, our roads, schools, veterans care. But the amount of unbelievably wasteful, inefficient, and quite frankly, ridiculous things our government is spending money on, which we've highlighted at realgovernmentspending.com, should anger the American people and should hopefully get them to call on their members of Congress to get back on track, start passing budgets, and get spending under control.
Well, and this is the problem that we have here in America. I guess maybe, in part you could understand and say, look, I understand everybody's trying to survive right now. It has been a brutal 8-9 years of a languishing economy. And everybody's just, because I get people going, Bill, you got to understand. I wholeheartedly understand. But step away from the TV. Step away from those video games for just an hour. Invest an hour of your time into this country, into securing the liberties and holding the people that you've elected into office accountable. You've got to speak up. If you don't speak up, they think, well, it's okay. I mean, for example, you mentioned in your article a slumlord in Tennessee. Tell the audience about this. This is going to blow them away here a bit.
Yeah, I mean, that's just one of the examples of government spending that we're funding things that just are not the core function of the federal government. And you mentioned the slumlord in Tennessee. That's just one example, right? Whether it's benefiting some people or special interest groups, what ends up happening is that government takes in all this money And you have essentially well-heeled special interests, lobbyists, and so on, who are walking the halls of Congress looking for their little piece of the pie, and it's all coming at the expense of the American taxpayer, who has no voice in Washington.
Exactly.
And that's what groups like Americans for Prosperity is trying to do, is give people a voice. But if, you know, people aren't paying attention, they're not vigilant, and there's going to be nobody to stand in the way of these politicians and their lobbyist friends.
Exactly. Well, Akash, you know, that slumlord is getting $60 million of our tax dollars thanks to government subsidies and horrendous oversight. I mean, this is the thing. This government has gotten so big it can't even manage itself, and they're just saying, hey, we're not big enough.
Right. Well, here's the sad part about it, Bill. You mentioned, you know, Earth Day and green energy investment. The sad part is that not only are we wasting money on all these dumb things like slumlords, we're studying what happens to bugs when the lights go out, or what does a monkey do on a treadmill? We spent $1 million on that last year. What ends up happening is not just wasteful and inefficient spending, but we end up doing a worse job on the things the government is supposed to do, right? This is happening at the same time that our veterans are dying waiting for care. Our roads are crumbling. The EPA is polluting a river in Colorado. These are core functions of government that they're unable to do while they're wasting money on all these other things. And the reason this problem exists is because we're not able to see line by line what Congress is spending money on because they can't get through the appropriations process.
Well, is this a little bit, I mean, are we kind of revisiting taxation without representation in light of these lobbyists, as you say, that are walking the hallways of Capitol Hill and getting their piece of the pie? And, you know, we're left, I even wonder if we're even left with crumbs here, Akash.
Well, you know, and we're starting to fight back. I mean, at American for Prosperity, we have a whole team of federal lobbyists who are up there, you know, as the voice of our grassroots. We have 3 million activists around the country who are busy working jobs, taking care of their families, who aren't lobbying Congress. We're up there to be a voice for them. But the problem that you mentioned is that, you know, when we pass these year-end omnibus bills where it's sort of an all or nothing, either we fund the government or it shuts down, there's no way to go in line by line and get rid of the $5 million that we spent to help hipsters quit smoking, or the $210,000 we spent on, you know, product for dogs. You know, there's no way to go in line by line and get rid of these things. So we're calling on Congress to get back on the appropriations process and do so that taxpayers have a voice and Congress is accountable for what they're spending our money on.
Well, you know, and the thing is about shutting down the government itself is such a monolith that they're going to punish the taxpayer if we go there. If any senator or anybody wants to stand up for shutting down the government because it's not operating appropriately, I mean, how bad does it have to get before we're really serious about, you know, not passing these omnibus bills, like you say, that just, you know, go, they're just passed on like a bullfight. You know, just saying olay, you know, let this stuff pass through, and then we wonder why we have these ridiculous and absurd budgeting situations that go to various states that they've got to persuade and interest groups. And I mean there's so much pork and interest wrapped into these things, it's disgusting. And so, you know, hey, what's another $1 trillion, I guess, if you just mix it all into the cake here?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I get asked that a lot by friends who aren't in politics, right? Like, why does the debt matter? What's going to happen? And what's going to happen is eventually, you know, the vast majority of our spending is on entitlement programs, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. These things are crowding out spending for everything else. And eventually, as Margaret Thatcher said, the problem with socialism is that you run out of other people's money. Eventually, we're going to run out of money to start paying for these programs, or Medicare will, you know, we're not going to be able to make the promises that we made to seniors for their Medicare payments. Medicaid will start running out of money. And whether or not we want to deal with it, we're going to have no choice but to deal with it. And not to say that we're going to end up the way Greece did, or, you know, the way the city of Detroit ended up in bankruptcy, but, you know, we're inching awfully close to that in the next 5 or 10 years. You know, personally, I think you and I would rather us not get to that point, but that's going to involve a lot of vigilance and a lot of attention and a lot of noise from taxpayers and people who are concerned about the future of our country.
Well, the longer they hold us off, the more complicated it becomes. I mean, they've held us off to the point that by the time this administration completes their cycle, we're going to be looking at over $20 trillion in debt, Akash. I mean, how much more can we carry? And then there, and then some people are seriously thinking about electing Bernie Sanders, who just conveniently and very, you know, blasé says, well, so what's another $19 trillion? You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. But this is the country we live in and the situation that we have to fight against. Akash Jugle has been our guest, Deputy Director of Policy at Americans for Prosperity. Thank you, Akash.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Love me, loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. It is your humble servant, Bill Martinez, at 19 after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, don't forget, coming up after the show, we have, as Scott affectionately refers to it, Mucho Mas Martinez. It's Bill Martinez Live on Facebook. Just go to Facebook.com, hashtag Martinez Live, and join us as we extend the conversation. Take the highlights of the day's show and give you a chance to give us your feedback and get involved in the conversation. Well, it is Earth Day all over the world today, and the conversation and theme continues, hopefully to where there is some balance, that we're not all drinking out of the same trough and the grape juice here and diluting ourselves and understanding, you know, what is being thrust upon we the people. And here to give us, you know, his point of view is Patrick Wood. He's the author and lecturer who studied elite globalization policies since the late 70s when he partnered with the late Anthony C. Sutton to co-author Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2. He remains a leading expert on the elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. Pat is also the author of Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. Patrick Wood, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, Bill. Good to be back.
Hey, let's talk about this pending bankruptcy that you were writing about of the largest solar company that puts the alternative energy industry into full meltdown mode. Is that good news or bad news for us?
Well, it's bad. It's probably bad news for all of the alternative energy crowd for certain. It's not good news for us either, because the energy deficit that's been created by our president, especially by destroying the coal industry and trying to destroy, you know, other parts of the carbon-based energy industry in our country. As our traditional energy sources have gone down, they promised that solar and wind would power would make up the difference, make up the deficit. And now we find out that the largest solar company in the world, SunEdison, is declared bankruptcy. And when I wrote the article, they had not yet filed bankruptcy, but Bill, yesterday they actually dropped the papers into the hands of the court. And they are now officially, today, they are officially in bankruptcy, and they can't make a go of it. They're a huge company. And it's not just them. There's other solar power companies around the world that are just in desperate trouble right now. And the wind industry is in no better shape either, I might add.
Well, I mean, are we like, is this like another form and fashion of Obamacare, where the president has just committed us so far down the road that in order to retrofit things, I mean, we've already had a major coal company go out of business here in the last, week because of these policies. I mean, the president, and we shouldn't be surprised, in much the same way that ISIS said, look, we hate America and we're at war with America. You got to believe in what they said. You know, the president, upon his first, run for the presidency, said, hey, we are going to eliminate, you know, the manufacturing of coal here in the United States. Well, he's well on his way, and look what he's done to us. How do you like me now?
That's right. And the coal industry suffered the loss of Peabody Energy just recently. That is the largest coal mining company in America. It's also the largest privately held company, mining company in the world. It was a huge company. It's been around for over 100 years.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you, how long have they been around? I mean, 100 years eradicated just like that. For why? I mean, and look at all the people that are taking the hit. And we were talking with Israel Ortega just a moment ago from Opportunity Lives. And he brought to the point that this is just devastating the poor people. And the president and Hillary Clinton and everybody else would say, oh, we're here to help the poor people. Are you? You just devastated them.
Well, this seems to have been the pattern all along. One thing is promised, say on the right hand, but the left hand does the exact opposite. And we've seen this so many times. You know, the economics of the solar industry are just amazing. The largest plant in the world is in California, the Mojave Desert. It's about to be put out of commission as well. Mm-hmm. It only started in 2011. It's called Ivanpah. And they have over 170,000 mirrors, they call them heliostats, that reflect sunlight towards a water boiler that creates energy and stuff. It's supposed to be the latest thing in solar. They put the government put $1.6 billion in loan guarantees on this crazy thing. And here's what they found out in the end of it. It cost them $200 per megawatt hour, Bill, to generate energy.
Yeah.
This is six times the cost of electricity from natural gas-fired power plants. And Ivanhoe, even it's interesting, they use natural gas to supplement their own solar production because it's so poor.
Exactly.
Now, what kind of an idiot is going to invest in a source of power, a new source of power, that costs six times as much as what we already have? That's absolutely insane.
Yeah. Well, the idiot is us, we the people, because we're just going along to get along. We're letting this president have his way, and this has been my argument from day one, Patrick. This is the people's money. There should be an expected return on investment. The president, all his minions, people before him say, hey, look at their, you know, we need to do this. Well, I understand, like anything, there's responsible research. And once it's performing, then you can feather it online. But here, it's all go. I mean, it is, you know, full steam ahead. You know, this may take us, I mean, there's no consideration about it taking us over the abyss, costing jobs, affecting the poor. You know, we're already, this country, part of the reason that we have the job deficit that we have right now is the brain trust have eliminated these opportunities and thinking that somewhere, at some point, the labor force is going to catch up and adjust to whatever circumstance comes about because, you know, as a rule, we've been innovative people, but you can't shut down the number of jobs and expect people to recover. They may not recover, Patrick, in their lifetime. We've devastated these people. And, you know, we the people have gone along with it because we keep electing these knuckleheads that, you know, thrust these kind of policies upon us.
Well, that's part of it. But as people will find out when they if they read my book, Technocracy Rising,
mm-hmm.
There's a fifth column, if you will, of actors on the world stage that are not really politicians. We call them technocrats.
Right.
These scientists and engineers, and it's not all scientists and engineers, obviously. It's just there's some that get this idea that they and they alone can say what's best for the world. These people are set on controlling society through science and technology. They seem to be irrational as far as you and I are concerned. They have no economic understanding whatsoever, and so they can go out and build stuff like this and promise, oh, this is great stuff. You'll see. It'll all work out. Mm-hmm. That's how big their ego is, to really think that beyond the facts, to think that they can pull something like this off and it's going to be credible, et cetera, and in the end of it, you find out it's just disaster. These people are promising to save the world, but in fact, they're destroying the world.
And the thing is they're consistent that way too, Patrick. I mean, their track record is empirical, but still they're given place. But this is what happens when you have a country that relinquishes its liberties, like we're doing here in this country. And we keep looking to Big Brother. We look to a bigger government to answer our problems. This is what the Founding Fathers were concerned about. And they gave us such a powerful document in the Constitution. But, unfortunately, for at least a generation, if not half of another, there's been the dumbing down of America that has taken place, and people are buying into this deal. And, you know, when are we going to wake up before it's too late here, Patrick?
Well, I say now's the time to wake up. There's never been a time like today because we're so close to the end game at this point.
Yeah, I don't know how much more evidence we need and how much more pain people have to be subjected to in the loss of jobs, the cost of energy, in the face of, you know, at a time, and you and I've talked about that America, we've always been talking about energy independence and we're so close to it, but yet we have a government that's doing everything they can to delay the process, and you go, what the heck is going on here?
That's right. That's right. And, you know, these people actually know that they don't have any real answers to the energy deficit being created. I listened to Bill Gates a few weeks ago talking about alternative energy, and he said basically, we know that there's problems, but science is wonderful and science is advancing, and
we'll just keep on going over the abyss. Patrick Wood on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Patrick.
The
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Because I'm happy. Come along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online, America, or over 270 markets across the country, shortwave as well around the world, thank you very much. Our Nashville affiliate there, WWCR. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, with us right now is a good friend of mine, Tony Marks. Tony is very passionate. He's a veteran media executive with radio and TV experience, very passionate about the country. And what we've got to talk about, and what I've always appreciated about Tony, is that, you know, and sometimes I think he feels this way about me. So I'm going to, because I've got the big microphone, I'm going to clarify this up. Because I'm really, you know, though I have a certain worldview, and which you're all aware of, it is, you know, comes from a biblical worldview. I've never considered myself to be a Republican or a Democrat per se. I am one for the United States of America. You've heard me say that the hyphenation of America, I think, has led to the un-United States of America. And as Tony and I were just discussing off air, let me bring Tony on first, and then we can, you know, pick it up from here. Hey, Tony, good to have you with us. Tony Marks, I'm Bill Martinez Live. How you doing, buddy?
Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Hey, thank you for coming on. As I was leaning up in the preamble here, I think that one of the reasons, and you were suggesting this as well, that you've got Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump resonating across the country to such a degree. Obviously, they're representing the underrepresented that have been here in the marketplace, and they say, hey, we got somebody championing our cause. It may not be, the perfect expression, but it's more than we're hearing from anybody else. Is that what you're hearing too?
Yes, well, a lot more. A lot more of the message that people are looking. I think they're expressing a lot of the things that that the average American wants to see addressed. And mm-hmm. I think that's why you're seeing such popularity with both, both of these candidates.
Well, special interests, as we were talking about Patrick Wood just a moment ago, they're strolling the hallways of the Beltway. They're well represented. It's almost like we've returned to the old days in the founding of this country where there's taxation without representation. If you're not a major lobbyist and you don't have your hands, out to the politicians and the legislators that are supposed to be representing us, we the people, they're getting everything. And, it's almost to the point we're not even getting crumbs here, Tony.
Right. Well, that's the problem. That's the problem. When you have such wealth inequality going on, you're gonna see the demise of the country, and I think sooner rather than later if it keeps on this trajectory.
Well, and to your point, you brought to my attention, this is what I wanted to talk to you about, was this democracy spring in much the same form and fashion as the Arab Spring, and how there is this corporate media blackout that's not taking place. Unfortunately, we have, this venue here at Bill Martinez Live, being as independent as we are, we're not controlled by any corporate media blackouts, and so we can freely, oh my goodness, what a concept, exercise our First Amendment right. How do you like those apples, Tony?
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. And I would, it'd be great if you saw this more on the corporate media, but we'll get into that in a second. That's one of the things I want to talk about. One quick thing back on what you were just talking about with the lobbyists, back in the 70s, how many lobbyists do you think there were?
What is the number? Go ahead.
About 400.
Yep.
And how many do you, sorry about that, how many do you find now?
Well, yeah, I mean, it has grown exponentially. I mean, there are thousands now.
Well, I know it's over this number, but it was about 16,700 lobbyists.
Yeah.
So for every, for every congressperson, there's, a ton of lobbyists for them. So
what does that tell you right there, Tony? What's happened to the process and procedures of our government?
Yeah, well, it just shows you that special interests are getting their, they're getting their share, but where is the average American getting their share? They're not getting represented.
Exactly.
The corporations are there, the billionaires are there, but not the average person. But
Tony, again, this is, and we talked about this before, is I'm putting the responsibility on us, we the people. That's where it belongs, because the Constitution was designed for we the people. If we don't say something, then this has been running amok. You don't go from 400 to 16,000, that easy. If there's nothing blocking you. And the problem is that America's got to stand up, it's got to wake up and take control of what is rightfully theirs, and that is, this is a government of, for, and by we the people. We're being misrepresented, and we need to take a stand against this. And I think maybe the engagement with one Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders is the start of that, where people are saying, hey, we're fed up. The tail has been shaking the dog way too long now. What do you think?
Absolutely. I do think that's a big thing that, people are coming to realize. And I think, with online, people are looking online now instead of just getting their information from the corporate media. Do you want me to talk a little bit about the blackout that we've had?
Yeah, I do. That's why I brought you on, because I think this is critical. Again, this is, the beauty of having this independent platform is that we can freely discuss this for the time being anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Yeah, for the time being, hopefully for forever. But anyway, yeah. Last week there were thousands of people that it actually started in Philadelphia, and they did a walk to D.C. and you know, thousands of people. And basically they were marching, and they were marching for the people. You know, it's not, it's a nonpartisan, let me say it again, nonpartisan, it's not Republican, it's not Democrat, but it's people that are sick and tired of not getting represented. And the basic things that they're, and by the way, complete blackout from all the major cable news stations, CNN, Fox News, C-SPAN, all of these, you know, all of the...
What about the mainstream? I mean, you know, those are, I don't necessarily throw them in, maybe parts and pieces mainstream, but, you know, the networks, none of the networks covered this at all, did they?
The networks aren't covering it either. Yeah. And basically, you got about 30 seconds, maybe from CNN, they shot 30 seconds. Which is really, you know, and who knows what sound bites they used and how they covered it, because we both know that you can manipulate a sound bite.
Oh, sure. Exactly. Well, wait until you and I are finished. I'm going to manipulate the heck out of you. So not really. You know that. But, you know, you're exactly right. So the whole point of this is that how many people did we have represented there, Tony?
Well, I know that there were thousands. Here's the key point. Bill, 1,200 people have been arrested. 1,200 people. Mm. Not one stitch of media coverage on this. Now, let me say, if Donald Trump was holding a town hall and five people showed up, which, you know, I don't know if that would happen, but
right.
You know, or anyone, there would be a 24-hour, 48-hour news cycle on it.
Mm.
You've got
Ted Cruz could only hope that he would hold an event that only five people would show up for. Him, so.
Exactly, but you know, like I say, you know, 1,200 people arrested. Actually, two people that you know, the owners of Ben and Jerry.
Ben and Jerry, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they both got arrested.
But that all got lost in translation. I don't think that it was really announced and clarified exactly what they were doing. But, you know, the rumblings here that you're talking about, this potential democracy spring, and people have been projecting some, strategists have said we may be in for an October surprise, and maybe this is what this is all pointing to, Tony. So I want you to keep us abreast of what's going on, stay on top of this, and, you know, we'll have you back to report and give us an update on that. Are you in for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
and I'd like to share too the different reasons why they're protesting.
Well, we're out of time, so we're going to have to save that for another time, okay? Tony Marks, I'm Bill Martinez live. It's 19 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, huh? It's Bill Martinez with you right now, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, joining in a good fight to get this country back on track as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us. Well, Dr. Joseph Castleberry is with us right now, the president of Northwest University, author of The New Pilgrims, How Immigrants Are Renewing America's Faith and Values. Joseph, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, I appreciate what you had to write about SCOTUS and, you know, what they're contemplating right now. I guess the question for most of America is, are they going to have the courage and intestinal fortitude, you know, to follow through on, you know, what was presented to the court? It would seem that they're leaning to take, you know, take on the president's, amnesty issue on immigration, and also to push back a bit on this imperial presidency. What do you say?
I think that they're going to hang up 4-4 here, and that will let the lower court ruling stand, and President Obama's executive orders on parents of Americans and also on dreamers will fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as an immigration advocate, I am in sympathy with what he's trying to do. He's trying to make to make the system a little more fair to the least egregious offenders. Mm-hmm. In terms of our immigration laws, and that's a reasonable thing to do. But what he's done is, in my view, clearly unconstitutional. It's one thing to exercise prosecutorial discretion. Mm-hmm. And if you've got 1,000 criminals on the street and you've only got money enough to arrest 100 of them, then you want to arrest 100 worst offenders, right?
Exactly.
But so he doesn't have the funding to deport every immigrant from America, and so he has to make choices about who he's going to try to deport. But that's very different than saying what he's doing now is saying, okay, you are legal now. Mm-hmm. You have legal presence, and you can have a credential that allow you to work legally. That actually abrogates the law. That it's far more than simply not enforcing the law. This is getting rid of the law.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't have that power under the Constitution, and he knew that.
Right.
He did on many occasions, at least 22 occasions, he stated forthrightly that he didn't have the authority to do this. And after he won re-election and had no more political price to pay for doing it, he went ahead and issued these orders. And again, I'm in sympathy with what he's trying to accomplish there, but it isn't constitutional and isn't legal.
Well, Joseph, you know, the challenge I've had with this president is that he's an impatient sort. You know, there's a thing called the Constitution, which he says is a breathing document, which would stand in the face very much in stark contrast to what Justice Antonin Scalia believed in and what still a good percentage of Americans believe in, is that it's a solid document, that the founders did mean what they say. But unfortunately, you have a sentiment, and a growing one in this country, that says, you know, due process doesn't move fast enough. And in all these things where you get progressives involved, they have expedited these policies, and then we're left, we the people afterwards, trying to sort this thing out, whether it has to do with the LGBT agenda, the redefinition of marriage. I mean, you're just forcing people into the closet. You know, you've brought people out, a small percentage of people, and you've put the majority of people in the closet, because if they say anything, they're going to get arrested. They're going to, you know, get all kinds of trouble. They'll be investigated. The IRS comes upon them. The strong arm of the government, you know, and overreach starts to be exercised in their lives unfairly, I believe.
Well, I don't think President Obama wants his executive orders to be interpreted the way he wants to interpret the Constitution. You know, if a document doesn't mean what its writer meant for it to mean, then what? It can mean anything. So
right.
Why don't we decide that instead of, you know, if he writes white, we decide it means black.
Mm.
He isn't going to like that very well.
Right. Well, and this is the problem. You're starting to get. Exactly. Words have meaning. I mean, he even said that himself. So it's like, okay, well, why don't you exercise that if words have meaning? So, you know, we'll have to see if the court, I mean, on one hand, Joseph, the problem I've got with the 4-4 decision by the Supreme Court, you know, they kind of chicken out. I mean, there's just a deal where they say, okay, we got to get out of jail card here. We don't really have to take a stand. We throw it back to, you know, the appellate court. That rule stands. So now it's not on us necessarily, and it's just going to exacerbate the issue that we don't have a ninth judge here. So this is why it's a 4-4 deal, and just puts more pressure back on Congress and on the Senate to be about the people's, you know, business, right?
Right. Everybody's avoiding the real issue. The real issue is that Congress has got to get serious about straightening out this mess we're in. And serious doesn't mean deporting 12 to 15 million people who are here without proper documents. That's not going to be an option. So Congress has got to get serious about coming up with some compromise legislation that straightens this out. It's not that difficult. We can do this. But everybody's got political interest in playing with the issue right now. The Democrats are using it to mobilize their base. The Republicans are doing the same. And it's just time to stop playing politics and get serious about helping America here.
You know, right now we're looking at maybe 11. I mean, you know, to me it just seems like, you know, how did you get them come up with that number, 11 million? Because I think it started at 10, then it's become 11. I've heard numbers as high as, you know, 18 million undocumented workers here. So they don't even know what it is. But if we don't start chewing this thing down and processing it, and as you say, both sides are guilty. I mean, and I'd say all of us are guilty, because, you know, we've hired illegals, you know, we've gotten involved in this whole program. You know, we said, hey, you know, you're welcome. Just stay in the shadow, you know, whatever. And as long as I don't get, I'm not running for office, and somebody all of a sudden sees that I had an illegal maid in my household or something. I mean, it's gotten ridiculous. We're all complicit in this deal, but the longer that we wait, you know, when are we going to start chewing down this problem? Because, oh, yeah, by the way, we're still letting in a million of legal immigrants into this country, and they're being processed, and they're probably wondering, look, I've been waiting in line for 15 years in some cases, and I got to go through all this scrutiny. I got to make sure I've got sponsorship here, that I've got a way to make a living, all this stuff. And then you got this other line over here on the other side, and you know, they get all these freebies, and they're, you know, they're able to pass go and collect $200 right away. What's wrong with this picture?
Well, there's so much wrong with it in every direction. The level of snafu that's going on here is over the top. One of the issues that we've got here is the children of these folks growing up, born in America, many of them, they're American citizens, their parents are here illegally, and they live in fear every day that the government is going to come and take their parents away from them, or force their family to move back to Mexico or Syria or wherever they're from.
Yeah, and how do you get these kids to move back to a country they never knew? And some of these kids, Joseph, they're serving in our military. Some have died. They've died on behalf of the United States of America. And so how do you ignore that? But again, if we're not going to, you know, reel this in, it's just going to get more and more complicated. And we're not going to look at whatever 11, 15 million. We're going to be looking at 30 million. And, it just gets more and more complicated. And as I said, you know, we're going to still process a million illegals. And then we're dealing with refugees from the Middle East on top of it. I mean, we're just so incompetent and so unprepared. And the whole deal is who's suffering. It is the immigrants, whether legal or illegal. They're all suffering because of we all say it's a broken system. All right, so we know it's broken. What the heck are you doing about to fix it?
You know, if I were a Democrat right now, I would be very, very concerned about the fact that millions of immigrant children are growing up afraid of the government.
Yeah.
If I were a big government guy, I would not want that happening. If I were a conservative, on the other hand, and I am, and I'm a staunch American patriot, I don't want these American kids growing up afraid of the government, because it's not going to contribute to their patriotism. I want them to love America. I want them to feel like America is the greatest thing that ever happened to them, and that our system, this is a place where there's liberty and justice for all.
Mm-hmm.
We have to solve this problem, because it will destroy our country. It will destroy our country. It'll destroy it for the Democrats. It'll destroy it for Republicans. If we don't come together and solve this issue, there's no future.
Exactly. Well, when you have our elected officials focused on all the wrong things, this is what you got. I mean, what they're concerned about is re-election. That's the short-term, myopic viewpoint on both sides. Okay, they're worried about getting re-elected instead of doing, you know, the business that is most concerning for we the people. This is why you're not hearing it hard and straight, because their sense is that America can't handle the truth. But then you wonder why a guy like Barry Sanders, like Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump are resonating with the people, because, you know, they can handle the truth. And though it may not be as genteel as some would like, it is the truth. And, you know, we're going to have to deal with it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
At some point.
Hey.
We've got about 10 seconds left. Real fast, if you got something. If not, we got to wrap up.
We are creating a new third world country. And the way we're creating it is by saying that the law doesn't matter and we're not going to enforce it. We've got to fix the law and start enforcing it, or we're going to have a total breakdown.
Without a doubt. Dr. Joseph Castleberry, president of Northwest University. Thank you, Joseph. Appreciate it. That's a wrap for us. We'll see you for Mucho Mas Martinez.
Blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood.
blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.